Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, along with you. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to vacation in Cherry County, a big Midwest adventure. In fact, the Niobrara National Scenic River was voted number one river adventure in the Midwest. Previously, it was in the top 10 of Backpacker Magazine for tubing and kayak. And don't forget, coming up at the end of July, it is the Nebraska Star Party. It's home of the International Dark Skies out at Merritt Reservoir. Check it all out online at visitvalentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News' legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at TSLN or receive your Tri-State Livestock News through the mail. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Kim, if I asked you who the 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year and 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year is, do you know who that would be?
I know. It's Deadwood. Days of 76.
Sure enough. Coming up July 21st through the 27th, the 102nd annual Deadwood Days of 76. Best rodeo, no bull. Don't miss the parades as well. Rodeos are the 24th of July through the 27th at 7 p.m. nightly. Days of 76.
Okay, Mike, let's kick things off with something called Keep Your Fork.
Keep Your Fork.
Keep Your Fork. There was a young woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness and had been given 3 months to live. So as she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and had him come to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told him which song she wanted sung at the service, which scripture she would like read, and what outfit she wanted to be buried in. Everything was in order, and the pastor was preparing to leave when the young woman suddenly remembered something very important to her. "There's one more thing," she said excitedly. "What's that?" "This is very important," the young woman continued. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." The pastor stood looking at the young woman, not knowing quite what to say. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" she said. "Well, to be honest, I'm puzzled by the request." The young woman explained. "My grandmother once told me this story, and from that time on, I have always tried to pass along its message to those I love and those who are in need of encouragement. In all my years of attending socials and dinners, I always remember that when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part because I knew that something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie. Something wonderful and with substance. So I just want people to see me there in that casket with a fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, 'What's with the fork?' Then I want you to tell them, 'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" The pastor's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged the young woman goodbye. He knew this would be one of the last times he would see her before she passed on. But he also knew that the young woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She had a better grasp of what heaven would be like than many people twice her age with twice as much experience and knowledge. She knew that something better was coming. At the funeral, people were walking by the young woman's casket, and they saw the cloak she was wearing and the fork placed in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard the question, "What's with the fork?" And over, he smiled. During his message, the pastor told the people of the conversation he had with the young woman shortly before she died. He also told them about the fork and about what it symbolized to her. He told the people how he could not stop thinking about the fork and told them that they probably would not be able to stop thinking about it either. He was right. So next time you reach down for your fork, let it remind you, ever so gently, that the best is yet to come. Author unknown, I know this has surfaced, I've seen it over the years, but it's a very special piece, well worth hearing again.
Very nice lesson. And again, if you have something to share with us on The Good Stuff, we hope that you'll send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to great radio stations out there like KBHB in Sturgis, South Dakota, 810 AM, 105.5 FM out of Sturgis. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.